Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. I've never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like torn demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn. Listen, kid. You crossed the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right. Did you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet.
Don't worry.
Hello?
I see you, enemy! I see you, enemy! 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 You are my enemy! You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you. You understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that?
Whoa. That was cool the way he, like, Infowars.com.
Yeah.
sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. But the system they're going to create has a ceiling way down here, way worse than even what people live in the unfairness.
Absolutely. There's almost no way that they could exceed what Western civilization has already done to bring about fairness. Which doesn't mean that it has arrived at fairness, but the.
But we don't blow up the best thing we got.
Right. It's like you're on a ship at sea and you decide that you don't like something about its construction, so you're going to sink it in hopes that something better comes along. That
and
is not.
You just drowned.
Right. That's what you're going to.
So you take it into port. You buy the ship. You change it.
Right. You upgrade the ship or you trade it for something. You don't destroy it in the hopes that a better one is going to arrive, because that's not going to happen. You're going to drown as a result of that folly.
This is an incredible interview. We only got 30 minutes left, but you're hitting on all cylinders. And we're all seeing the same reality. It's not like we're following some script of music or some directive we got. It's right there.
Right. I mean, in fact, that's the best indication that you have that a story is true, is that people happen on it from multiple different starting points. That's how you know that you're really on to something. And so I love the fact that you and I have arrived at a similar place from very different starting points. That's confirmation that it's real.
All right, shifting gears out of that then, what do you make of the hysteria over Tucker? Hundreds of millions of views on X, billions have seen clips of it, one of the biggest interviews ever. It's like moon landing level coverage. And then you've got him calling him a traitor, Boris Johnson. Democrats want the Espionage Act to be used. I mean, this is shameful. This is hysterical. This is, what is your view as somebody that's researched what freedom's about, academia, all of this? I mean, this is, I mean, and then the Putin interview was really, I mean, I thought him just kind of giving up, saying, we'll never be friends, you never want to stop, and basically, you're never going to dominate us, so that's the way it is.
Yeah, I find the reaction to Tucker revealing. For one thing, I know Tucker, and I quite like him. He's a very decent guy, and I know.
Oh, when you're in person, you pick up 10 times stronger than you see on TV. This is a real Santa Claus type. I mean, this is a sweetheart.
Well, like you, he is a conservative who loves other Americans, even who don't share his ideology. He very much appreciates nature and wants to see it protected. So, you know, as far as I can tell, this is the real deal. And of course, the fact of a journalist going to interview a foreign leader who is in many ways hostile to the U.S. and to the West, that is perfectly in keeping with the principles that make the West work.
Kennedy talked to Khrushchev. We didn't blow ourselves up.
Right. So this is just simply a matter of holding somebody to a different standard because it allows you to tear them down. You know, I don't know what to make of what Putin said. I did find it. There was something interesting about how different culturally his approach to this interview was. You know, it was obviously mired in, you know, historical questions of, in my opinion, limited relevance to.
He was arguing his legal right, you know, because this is ours, instead of using the opportunity.
Right. But nonetheless, in terms of whether there's anything questionable about Carlson going there to interview him. No, I'm glad he did go there to interview him, because we need to know, even just need to know what Putin sounds like to himself. That's useful information from the perspective of protecting ourselves from
people. Exactly. And boy, wasn't he a paradox to see Joe Biden, who can't even string a sentence together, versus Putin. You got, whether you love Putin, hate him, or neutral, this guy runs a nuclear power. This guy's in charge. You're talking to the leader, and this guy knows what he's talking about. Whether you agree or not, this guy's not an idiot.
Right. It's a fact-finding mission, and he was doing the job of a journalist, and it was refreshing to see it. So I think the controversy over it is entirely synthetic and just designed to tear somebody down.
But it also goes to the incompetence, because if the Streisand effect, I'm not a rocket scientist, folks. I'm like, hey, Tucker, it's great being attacked if we turn us bigger. If they'd have just shut up, it would have had 20 million views.
Right. They did turn it into a phenomenon.
So why aren't they smart enough to see, first order, you demonize Tucker, you're discredited, it only makes him bigger, and the interview is 20 times bigger? Like, a fool would know that.
Well, so I actually think this goes to another set of questions. So I, as a COVID dissident who watched us outfox the official narratives and those who were spreading it, I think a lot about the force that we're up against. And my model, which I did talk about on my first interview with Tucker a couple months ago, is that we are up against something that I call Goliath. And Goliath is partly built of a cabal or several cabals, and it's partly an emergent phenomenon. It is ferociously powerful, but it's also stupid. It is relatively easy to beat if it is not on territory where it is dominant. And so this means a couple things. One, it means those of us who are fighting that force should always keep in mind that getting Goliath on our territory, not its territory, is the way to beat it. You can beat it easily if it's off its footing. And
that's why we marched into a trap on January 6th. We went into Goliath's territory.
Right, exactly. And it was scripted. So the fact that Carlson, like you, like Joe Rogan, has established an outpost that is not supposed to exist, right? An unsanctioned kind of media, that's not Goliath's territory. And in fact, Goliath made the terrible error during COVID of imagining that off-brand media didn't matter, when in fact it mattered ever more as people detected that what they were getting on the mainstream channels was not true and in fact was capable of harming them. They started listening to other people who were making sense and piecing it together. And so in any case, I think what's going on is that Carlson powerfully demonstrated that you could actually take the off-brand media and you could start doing the job that a newspaper might once have done, with a newsroom full of reporters traveling the world, that sort of thing.
Wow, I'm so impressed, man. That's why I love your podcast, because you say things in a really slick way that takes... I'm sitting at home thinking this. I'm like, Tucker is taking real journalism for the first time and bringing it to the new space that is already... No one trusts the old system, but there was an old thing for real journalists and real reports. But they so wrecked themselves, no one believes it, even they said the sky was blue or the ocean's, wet. And so Tucker's actually going into the new independent media that is the new dominant force and restarting real journalism.
Right.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing nitric boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with nitric boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature, so the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. It has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
That's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Build the rules that would allow it to win COVID if it had it to do over. So that's flowing through the World Health Organization. It will be voted on in May. There are two things. There is a pandemic preparedness treaty and international health regulations, and they are absolutely diabolical if you read the content of them.
Oh, I've read it. It's scary.
It's terrifying, and I mean, it includes insane things like the right of the World Health Organization to mandate not only vaccines, but gene therapy to redistribute medical technology. So imagine that, you know, instead of the battle over ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that we saw, that the WHO could just dictate that those things be moved somewhere else and you would have no access to them. So all of those rules.
So it's a biomedical corporate coup.
It is. It's in it, and it really looks like they're looking for a rematch. So we have to derail that thing. The chances that...
By the way, you convinced Tucker of this, and I'm not saying I'm smarter than Tucker. He's smarter than me in most ways. He's like, come on, Alex. We're talking on the phone like 6 months ago. And when I saw him like 4 months, 3 months ago, he goes, they're not going to try it again. We just beat their ass. And I said, they won a rematch. Everything I see is it was a war game. And he now, since you convinced him.
Well, they are looking for a rematch. But the fact is they are now faltering. Because
we're on the offense exposing it.
We're on the offense exposing it. And folks in Eastern Europe, in fact, are recognizing that they are actually in a unique position.
Yeah, they've got prime ministers and stuff calling them all out.
Right. In Romania, there is a very live resistance movement.
I'll stop interrupting. Continue.
Well, all I'm saying
is... No, start over.
Look, to me, Western civilization is fundamentally about an agreement to put aside our lineages, our races, and to collaborate with each other on the basis that there are things to be accomplished. And that is the magic that made America as powerful as it was.
Goals, not race, religion. Goals.
Right, exactly. And
outcome.
You know, well, let's put it this way. How successful are you going to be if you have to collaborate only with people who look like you versus how successful will you be if you can collaborate with whoever has the most useful tools to bring to the
table. But you've got to have shared goals.
Right.
If they take the goals away, now it makes it a weakness. With goals, it makes it a strength.
Well, I would say those goals are values, right? If we share values and then we collaborate on how to accomplish them, that's powerful. And it made America truly great and tremendously powerful. So America is now compromised by whatever has taken over our political structures. But folks in Eastern Europe are now beginning to recognize that they hold the values that we once held so dear and that they are in a position to protect us from things like what's taking place in the World Health Organization. So that's what I'm hoping will happen, is that they will shine, that they will rise to this challenge, and they will derail this diabolical proposal to the good of all of humanity.
Wow. Well, that sounds optimistic, and I think it is optimistic, but what do you make just of the cut and dry situation in Ukraine? NATO's been defeated. They're doubling down. Putin's not perfect, but clearly they started the war. NATO started it, from my perspective, if you disagree, tell me, 9 years ago. And it's one thing to go blow up the Iraqis, and I'm not saying Saddam was perfect, but lie about WMDs. Now you're starting a war with a highly sophisticated civilization that has a 1,000-year history of being invaded over and over again and doesn't give up. I mean, it's like starting to fight with Mike Tyson in his prime. It's just dumb. So what are they thinking?
Well, that's always the question. What, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, are they just being foolish, or do they know something we don't know? And I also wonder about how to categorize the force that makes these decisions, right? I see the United States leadership making decision after decision that is obviously terrible for the citizenry.
And undermines the establishment.
Right. So is that something has gotten into our system and is inducing us to hurt ourselves? That's possible. Is it just stupidity? That's also possible. So when we pick a fight, you have to ask the question about whether there's an objective we don't know or whether this is just insanity that has taken over the system. And I really don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that the emergent part of Goliath, there are lots of things that can cause people to sign on to bad policy. So, for example, the fact that we had warehouses full of weaponry that meant that we didn't need to buy more. If you can unload that weaponry onto a foreign battlefield, then suddenly the orders flow in.
Well, that's what it is. It's a council of different factions who will come and all just agree with each other. Okay, you want to sell more weapons, get rid of your cash, you can start World War III and not think, well, wait, he'll... And then blowing up Nord Stream. Now Europe's collapsing. Everybody knows the CIA did it. Like, why? It is scary.
Yes, and I think it's the kind of thing that is very difficult to accomplish if people have a normal relationship with their own mortality and their own progeny. Right? If you love your children, you don't start World War III, even if it makes sense on a balance sheet somewhere to do it, right? Yes, maybe if you're in an elite position, you'll earn some money that your kids will inherit. On the other hand, you're wrecking their planet. And so that would give people pause. And I think
you answered the question, Doctor. For 50, 60, 70, 80 years, 100 years with the robber barons, they've been hiring yes men and yes women that'll just do what they're told, but then they've graduated up to the command positions, and they're yes men who aren't even wargaming things, and it's a runaway train, and all they're doing is being engaged in predator activity of just accumulating wealth, not understanding they're undermining the very civilization that would let them spend that wealth.
Well, there's something at the core of this dysfunction that is about incompetence. And if you've lived inside a system, if you've been inside the university system, let's say as a scientist, as I was, and you've watched that the majority of every department is composed of people who, although they are fully convinced they are engaged in behaving scientifically, are just simply not. They're not good at it. So what is it that took something as important as science and hijacked it for purposes presumably mostly economic? What is it that caused us? I mean, look at what we did with the mandates to our own military, right? We inflicted something on the military that drove out all of the people who are likely to stand
and
up.
And they turn around and say, sorry, come back.
Well, right. But
we weren't even thinking.
We don't know whether what they did was the result of massive stupidity or whether they were trying to create a compliant force.
But we know it didn't work. They came back and said and reversed it.
Well, they tried to.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
No, you're right. It hasn't reversed the problem. I'm saying they reversed the policy.
They reversed the policy, but now people, you know, are loath to join the military because they know that such a policy can come down the pike and it can put them in a terrible bind.
All right, the 10 minutes we have left, I'm a big fan. Love you on the show. Love seeing other shows. And people been attacking you. We kind of started with this, but maybe we should end with it. About, well, this guy, you know, didn't have a perfect pedigree fighting the New World Order. There's not many people out there that have been doing this 30 years like I am. There's some other great people out there who've done it as well, and we love them to death. But my goal is to learn from other people, and then they learn from me, and then we have a consensus, and we fix things. I want to win this. I don't want to sit around and say, this is the most holy of all our people, and then this person was always perfect, and this person... No. We need people like the doctor here, who is smart, entertaining, popular, who's joined us with Joe Rogan, known 25 years. He's wanted to have fun. He's been awake a few years. Now he's more hardcore than I am.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And said, man, I thought you were cooking wrong. I woke up, you're right, man. He's a big, I've influenced him. He's influenced me. I've learned my own personal power of persuasion. Not that I'm the grand poobah or the best guy around, but I've seen the power of debate. I've seen we can win. I've seen we can come together. I know humans are overall good. But this holier than thou stuff, folks, is a disease. And it's in the left where you've got to prescribe to every leftist ideology that's put out by some think tank, and then when that's all agreed to, now there's a new group wanting power over it that makes it even more radical. That is a disease. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Yes, I've been watching this, and I'm horrified by it, because I have the sense that people are fighting over credit at halftime, and that they're going to screw up the game. We're going to lose it because we're fighting.
They're watching the scoreboard during the game.
Right. But they don't get that it's halftime. And the fact is, we all have everything to gain by leveling up together. That's what we should be doing. And, you know, for people to look at Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or me or you and say, oh, they're controlled opposition because they were taken in by, you know, the COVID narrative or something.
Or X, you know, just whatever.
Right. The fact is, A, you know, you can start with a cynical position that says nothing anybody ever tells you is right. And yeah, you will not buy any bullshit if that's where you start from.
But, okay, I'm real. I know I've changed the world with working with you. I know there's good people. Yeah. I know we can fix this. We've got to. Damn it, there's not just evil. There's not just evil.
No, in fact, there are great people who are interested, who share values and are putting aside ideology, and that is an incredibly powerful thing. So, look, in my case, what I want is I want people to judge my whole record. Was I advocating for people to wear masks? Yeah, I was. I thought that stood a chance of actually reducing the spread of a disease that I thought was more serious than it turns out.
Out of abundance of caution, and when you learn you were wrong, you went public.
I changed it.
So who cares?
So the point
is, and now you're a huge advocate for truth, so who cares?
Well, look, there was a little bit of harm done by people wearing masks as a result of my advocating for them. But there was a lot of good done by, A, people watching me wake up to the foolishness of the mask.
But doctor, that's the globalist fear whistleblowers. They fear people that at first were a little wrong. And if we don't embrace powerful, smart people like you when they join the awakening, no one else is going to do it.
Right. Exactly. And so just all I would say is for all of us, just judge us based on the net impact we have had. There's no way that this is a limited hangout when we are doing damage to Goliath's narrative. We are revealing what he wants people to believe.
I go to the grocery store, I go to church, I see family, and they go, oh, we love that professor, that doctor, that Dr. Brett Weinstein, and he's really great. You're a smart guy. You're entertaining. You're great. You can talk about any subject. You're a great guy. And this is something I want to say. I always sat back on air for 30 years in April. And said, I don't think of myself as the best. And I'm doing this, trying to do this. I said, where are all these professional men and women I know and that I see that I know are smart and know what's going on? What, because they were asleep or they were only focused with blinders on, you know, kind of a wormhole, a tunnel vision on what they were doing. But I believe, and I've said this for 25 years, that once things got bad, we would get the professors and the scientists and the researchers on our side. And when it starts to happen and the avalanche is to us, we just literally beat the hell out of Big Pharma. Their stock's going straight down. No one's taking their crap. We're winning. And then we turn into this Spanish Inquisition or something, going around to find out if somebody's a heretic or were they perfect. Folks, the big win is here. We have got to stop because they're ready for a rematch. They're coming in for another attack. We better get together and we better stop it.
Yeah, and it is the result in part of this very unfortunate fact, which is the people who are independent-minded, the lone wolves who actually do see through things early, are often not very good at teaming up. And it's something that
it's a paradox because collectivists are very good at teaming up, but then a central system can pay them and do it. Whereas independent people are some of the best thinkers, but they'll never want to team up.
Right.
So how do you deal with that paradox?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of this is solved metaphorically, and what I do is I think in terms of the stories in which we all appreciate this, you know, the Lord of the Rings or the ragtag fugitive fleet from Battlestar Galactica. And the point is, look, maybe you don't start out with that skill set, but you can develop that skill set. And if you think about it just quietly to yourself for a moment, you'll realize that the only way we're going to win is if we figure out who to team up with and how to do it. So anyway, that's a skill we can develop. And we should be working on it every day because, as Alex just said, the victory is there to be had, but we are going to end up going out of the frying pan and into the fire if we don't figure out how to overcome our tendency to attack each other.
The time we've got, let's talk about the paradox of Elon Musk. Look, I've got Elon's number. I don't mean literally. I mean, I can see the cut of his jib. He's a scientist. He's a promoter. He's a salesman. He's a really smart guy. Has incredible energy. And he wants to dominate every scientific development that's out there. He wants to be, you know, the Spradley Sprockets of George Jetson world. And he's all over the place.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to give InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
But as they mess with him and go after him and try to shut down his companies and make him bend and be their minion, he's come out against them and has done a lot to free up X, has done a lot with his own account reaching hundreds of millions a day to do good work. So I can sit there and say that's good work. Now, do I know all his motives? You know, no. I mean, I know myself. I'm a good person, but I have an evil side too. And I sometimes go, "Are you really being a good person?" So I can't judge Elon Musk when I even have problems judging myself sometimes, because I'm like 90% good, but also, you know, you have a subconscious that goes on there. But this idea that Elon Musk is working for the establishment, when you, as you point out, there's a lot of different factions that are like battling over the levers of control, I just don't see as fair. And then, okay, say we don't trust Elon. We got to see what he does long term. Judge a tree by his fruits. But then don't spend 90% of your time saying Elon's a shill, Elon's a fraud. Say, okay, we don't totally trust him, proviso, read the fine print, but boost all the great stuff he's doing. Because I look at what he's doing, and it's enraging the EU. They're trying to indict him. He's got all these drug stories and all these attacks. I've been through this, but on a smaller scale. He's getting Trumpian-level hate now. The globalists, the corrupt, illegitimate incompetents do not like him, okay? You can't fake that. And so I see a huge opportunity here. We could lose Musk when he's trying to jump to our camp if we don't embrace him. Now, if he does something wrong later, we go, hey, wait. But if we don't, he's trying to jump to us is what I see. And if we don't grab him, he's not ours. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I would add two things to it. One, assuming that his story is accurate, that he was injured by the mRNA shot.
And a family member.
Right. That tells
two of Joe Rogan's crew. He told me who. That's an old story. That's the whole. Two of people close to Joe. I mean, close had strokes after it.
Right. So
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. But my point would be this: if Elon got the shot and was hurt, then
let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And they, speaking of NATO, I don't know if you saw the document, but NATO said 6 years ago, we're going to ban Jones and we're going to ban WikiLeaks. And once we do that, well, everybody will follow suit. We'll ban it all. So they admitted that I'm not that important. But I became important when they picked me as the symbol of demonization and thought no one would stand with me. And now that Joe did and Elon and you came here knowing full well what you're doing, it's not that we agree on everything or any of that. And let's just get the proviso out, even though we agree on most stuff. They'll lie about something I said and say, do you agree with this? It's about agreeing to have a conversation and rediscovering what makes us great. So one more time, tell us about your book. Tell us how we follow you on Rumble and on Locals, Doctor.
All right. The book is A Hunter-Gatherer's Guide to the 21st Century. You can get it anywhere. The podcast is Dark Horse. That's one word. Dark and horse are capitalized. Find us on Rumble, and please sign up. That helps us. Find our Locals community, Dark Horse Locals community, and please follow me on Twitter at Brett Weinstein. Brett has one T.
I bet the folks at the university, jealous of you and your very successful wife that was the most successful professor there, if they weren't thinking one-dimensionally, they'd have kept you around. But I bet they're not happy they drove you off the reservation.
Well, they drove almost all the students away, too. They are struggling to keep the
company. It might shut down, I heard.
I was expecting it to shut down earlier. The state infused the college with a lot of cash to keep it running, but they just simply don't have enough students to justify it.
So what happened to the guy that was gunning for you?
He stepped down. They literally...
See, he didn't think of that. It's a Pyrrhic victory. Right. He got you, but he's gone.
He's gone. But they couldn't hire a replacement. They had to hire somebody from inside the college because literally nobody would take the job after he wrecked the place.
which is why war isn't good. People think of war as just military. No, war is messing with people for no reason just because it gives you power.
Yeah.
Instead of the another university riot, it'd be even bigger now.
Right. No, the degree to which they had a college that was special and it could have been turned into something amazing and very popular, and instead they destroyed it. It is actually it is a cautionary tale. It is
a metaphor for Earth today.
Exactly.
We're going to end this with the video or the footage of the great Rod Serling's Planet of the Apes ending scene with the late great Charlton Heston, when he learns he's actually back on Earth and they blew it all up. Let's not go there. Doctor, very impressive. I'm a big fan, and I love meeting you in person. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Great job of the crew coming in on Super Bowl Sunday. And, wow, more impressed in person. This guy's awesome. Anybody say he's a bad guy, you're just jealous.
Thank you, Alex.
That's true. Economist PhD Kirk Elliott is in studio with us. Dr. Elliott is a great guy, just does a great job, and our listeners love him. I love him, too. And so I asked him, he lives in Colorado, to come here when he was on a few weeks ago, when we can do a Saturday commercial-free broadcast and be able to really, really drill into the deep dive on what the real economic numbers are versus what Biden's telling us and what he and other experts believe the trends are and where we're going. We'll then intersperse it and tie it into all the news and other breaking information as we go for the next few hours or so. And then former Green Beret commander and lawyer and Defense Intelligence Agency operative, Ivan Raiklin, was on yesterday, live in studio. He was in a toboggan accident with his kids and blew his leg out. He was in a wheelchair. He traded punches with me. That almost knocked, some bitch kicks like a mule. And we were wargaming, what if they kill Trump? And that's what you do in the military. I'm not in the military, but I studied this for 30 years. So I'm in the same, bailiwick. That's why I came up with InfoWars. We were wargaming, what if they killed Trump? And how it would blow up in their face and how horrible it would be, which will make them not kill him. And it got picked up out of context. And, I think this morning I looked around, 5 million views. Different versions of it. It's probably 10 million now. Alex Jones wants Trump dead. And then even some conservatives bought into that because they saw a 30-second clip. Folks, that is, okay, Secret Service, come get me. No, we were saying you kill Trump like Obi-Wan Kenobi, he gets more powerful than you can possibly imagine. They shouldn't do that. And that's been war game. Just like I could tell them, don't indict Trump a bunch for stuff he didn't do. It'll make you more popular. That's not rocket science, folks. Look, in the 1970s, they had total control. This is culture in Nashville over country music. And then four or five people, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, a few others, Chris Christopherson, moved to Austin, Texas. And they said, screw you, we're doing our own music. And it totally changed that whole industry. And they and by the mid-1980s, five or six outlaw country artists had a bigger market than all of Nashville. You're like, well, who cares about that? Well, it's the same for culture and politics and freedom. Joe Rogan's the most popular, and Tucker Carlson, and everybody sounds like Alex Jones now because it's the truth. And Elon Musk sounds like Alex Jones now because it's the truth and it's popular. So we were explaining that Trump is seen as the outlaw of the system. The Dukes of Hazzard, just some good old boys, never doing no harm, but in trouble with the law since the day they were born. This isn't some point about, okay, Willie Nelson is a great guy. I've been friends with him for decades. This is about culturally on something that matters. We're breaking through and we're winning. It's like something like half the main hit movies now, 48% I was seeing in a Variety or Hollywood Reporter article a few months ago, is Christian movies. Hollywood's dying, but Christian movies are exploding. So we're here saying we're winning the culture war. It doesn't look like that if you just tune into MSNBC. So we've got a lot of potential to rebuild things. We're very close. So when I give you all this negative information and scary information, it's like a roadmap. Kind of like you go to the beach one day and it's 50-mile-an-hour winds. They got red flags up and say, riptide, don't get in the water. It's not a negative, scary thing. It's saying, it's not safe. People need to know what we're navigating. So Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for flying down here. I'm glad you're only a few hours away by planes. You can be here. The listeners love you. I'm just telling like a 30-minute prelude to all of this, where do you want to start? Because you've got a lot of preparation. You sent us a lot of documents. I love guests like you that really get your preparation together.
Well, there's so much, Alex. And just since the last time that I was here, we talked about bank failures coming. And I said, I think we're going to have bank failures 2.0. So with bank failures 2.0, what did I mean by that? Well, we're seeing regional bank stocks just getting crushed, absolutely crushed. So I was doing some research, and Zero Hedge did a great article, Alex, about this. And so if you look at the bank stocks, Azora Bank cratering, falling off a cliff, Western Alliance Bank Corp, getting the article says being clubbed like a baby seal. Oh, my word. The shares of Zions Bank Corp, Comerica, Webster Financial, they're tumbling. Citizens Financial, Regions Financial, South State, Prosperity Bankers, Schwab. This is not a regional bank. Good grief. So their shares are just crushing. They're falling off a cliff. So when you look at that, now what? So I think what we saw in with Silicon Valley Bank, Alex, what we saw with Credit Suisse, what we saw with all of those bank failures that we saw last spring, we're starting to see this again. Now, the reason that this is important is, why are they crumbling? It was in response to the Fed. So the Fed has promised, like we talked about on previous shows here, that 2024 was going to be different. We've had all these rate increases over the last year and a half on interest rates to slow down inflation. And what did they say? They said 2024, we basically tackled the inflation problem, right? We're winning this battle, and so we're going to start doing rate reductions.
And that was I want to get to that later, but I want you to grill in the numbers. Inflation is not conquered.
No.
Sorry, just keep going, though.
No. So there's two ways. It's important for the viewer to understand this. There's two reasons why you want to look at inflation. Inflation can go up because the economy is growing, and it can sustain higher prices, and people's wages are going up, and so therefore retailers can charge more and blah, blah, blah. Or inflation can go up simply because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. So what the Fed and the Biden administration is saying, inflation is good. It means the economy is growing. I just saw a video of Jerome Powell a couple days ago stating, look, the economy has never been better. Inflation means that the economy is growing, and you've got jobs that are increasing. I've got so much.
And then Yellen separately went, Americans need to know that prices aren't going down. So they're kind of double talking.
They're completely double talking, but they're using the definition of inflation that talks about a growing economy, not looking at the definition of inflation that just is simply an increase in the money supply to provide stimulus to everything. There is no growth in that. And I've got documents here that prove that. So what happened? So last week they decided, hey, we're going to actually just pause interest rates for the fourth time in a row rather than starting to reduce them, which tells us what? It tells us they know they haven't won this battle against
inflation. And just a month ago, they said they were going to lower them to kind of create a stock market run.
Correct. Because in an election year, they want the stock market to boom. Now, I still think that
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.